Well, we shared this news with you late in the show yesterday after we'd spoken to Adam Gilchrist. Buckingham Palace back in crisis mode as Prince Andrew faces a fresh lawsuit over alleged sexual abuse. Adam, good morning to you.
Good morning. And of course, they're doing what the royal family would do in these circumstances. You'd certainly expect it. They're passing no comment at all. I guess, given that there is a potential court case, perhaps you are wise not to comment. But what we know is that a civil case has been filed in New York. I'm not an expert in American law, but I suspect that means that at some stage a judge will decide whether something should press ahead and there should be an actual trial. This is Virginia Joffre, formerly Virginia Roberts, who has made these claims before. She made claims against Jeffrey Epstein, who's now departed this world. She's made claims against Prince Andrew that essentially she was trafficked for sex and forced to have sex with him at the age of 17. Prince Andrew has consistently denied those claims, but has made no recent comment. Now, given Prince Andrew has been keeping a very low profile for the past two years, pretty much. Remember the pizza interview he did, that one with the no sweat? I just wonder if he's sweating a little bit somewhere behind a royal door right now, because he wouldn't have to go and stand trial. I believe that's part of the royal family's deal. But it would look really bad if he didn't turn up, wouldn't it?
I reckon he'd be sweating big time over this one, and not for the first time in recent years. No. Now, can you tell me why this 11-year-old boy called Max is living in a tent?
Yeah, this is a story that has really caught on all the way through his journey. He's living in a tent, camping outside in various parts, mainly in his back garden, but sometimes in the back garden of Downing Street or out on the moors of Devon and Cornwall. And he's now, as we speak, approaching his 500th night camping outside to raise money for charity, for a hospice near him. Originally, he wanted to raise 100 quid. He is way through that. He's now hitting £650,000, so well over $1 million worth of fundraising, simply by spending, so far, 499 nights sleeping outside. Apart from the fantastic gesture he's doing and the fact that he has slept in the Prime Minister's garden, we'll tell you that this is caught on, but also I think he might be escaping a few household chores. So I can see this catching on.
Yeah, I reckon there'll be a few other people in Australia thinking that's an idea for me to do down under. We'll catch you tomorrow. Thanks, Adam.
Cheers, Ben.
Well done to young Max. So far he's raised $1.2 million Aussie dollars. He says it feels amazing to help people out. Good on you, Max.